Father, thank you so much for being our God, and thank you for the privilege of opening your word. It has been an amazing time. It has been an amazing opportunity to trust you. You know, I pray, Father, you move your servant out of the way and that you guide and lead us, mold us, and that you will be honored today as we talk about who we are. Praise you. This is about you, Lord, and why we do what we do. We thank you in your Son's most holy, precious, and glorious name. We all say,
praise God.
I looked up and saw another family that I have forgotten to pray about. I want you guys praying about it. The Rainies. Cynthia lost her mother several weeks ago, and her dad's here, and we're praying for you. Many years together. But God is good. All the time. You know, some of our habits can be so simple and so easy to forget that they control us. I picked up one of those vibrating toothbrushes. What they call them? What's the name of them? Sonic Cares. Years I've been using Sonic Care. And you know, you just pick it up. I learned that you're supposed to read the directions before you start using them, but it's a toothbrush, right? And I turned it on before I put it in my mouth. Toothpaste everywhere. And then you try to put it in your mouth, your lip beats you to death trying to get it in. Everyone thought I got shot up with Botox out of the way. But that's not the worst part. You know, you go and you use them for so many years, and you go in, you pick it up, and the battery runs out, and the first thing you think is, how am I going to brush my teeth? And you sit there, and you contemplate that for a moment. Then your brain says, move your elbow, stupid. Simple, last week, I always have guys with me, you know, because, you know, since I've been going to treatment stuff, if someone wanted to beat me up, it'd be pretty easy. I couldn't defend myself, even when I was healthy. So guys are always with me. Well, my main man was gone last week, and I had, I'm not going to tell you his name, Marvin Jones. And I go to the, you know, I go to the bathroom between the services, as I always do, and, you know, because I don't want to be in a rush. And Mike's always got my door. So, you know, you walk in, and it's the unisex bathroom back there, and I never locked the door because, you know, Mike's with me. And Mike wasn't with me last week, and Marvin's off talking somewhere. So do I need to carry on what really happened, huh? It's just a simple habit of being protected, not worried about anyone. He got the door blocked. Ah! Passing in there. Back up. Oh, no. Both of us screamed. Ah! But I got her back. I left the toilet seat up. When we think about our little habits that we think is okay, you know, some of our habits are bad. They are hard to break. Some of our habits are sin. That are hard to break. And as a church, We never want to get out of the habit of living righteously for God because it's so easy to go negative. True story, I'd like to read to you. One Saturday morning, I read a newspaper story about a man I called John Smith. That's safe. He was driving erratically, so the highway patrol pulled him over. They gave him a battery of sobriety test, walk a straight line, touch your nose, etc. When they were about ready to administer a breath test, an accident happened on the other side of the freeway, so they said to John Smith, stay right here. But Smith got in the car and drove home, parking the car in the garage. He told his wife to tell anyone that he was homesick all day. A few hours later, there was a knock at the door. Mrs. Smith answered to find two highway patrol officers. Does John Smith live here? She nodded affirmative, and they asked to see John Smith. John came out of the bedroom faking a cough. What can I do for you fine officers? Were you pulled over for a highway citation today? Oh, no, I've been sick all day, John said, coughing. Well, someone using your identity and your address was pulled over today. May we see your car and clear this up? Sure, officer, John confidently walked out to the garage. He was thinking, it's been hours. That engine is nice and cool, and I am totally going to get away with this. John threw open the garage door, and there in the garage was the patrol car with the light still flashing. So what are you thinking that you can get away with? Turn off the flashing light. God is so wonderful to put up with us.
Amen.
To stay in, day in and day out, month in and month out, year in and year out with us. And as a church, we're going to stay with him. We're not going to quit doing what God has called us to do. Whether anyone understands it or not, isn't the issue. It's what we believe the Word of God teaches, and we will not compromise on it at all. So Antioch, who are we? I tell you. Let's pray. Father, thank you again. I just felt the need that you want us to get our minds ready for today. You are our God, and may we please you. Help us see just a little bit in a small way today how important your word is. In your son's most holy, precious, glorious name, we all say.
Praise God.
Turn very quickly, please, to Acts chapter 13, as you read earlier. I want to show you something. I don't know if you've seen this yet. As many times that we've gone over this as we're talking about who we are. I hope that you have been enjoying the 10 questions that come to you every Sunday in the bulletin. I hope that you have been trying to answer those. And I hope you are getting your taste buds tickled to know the answers. We're going to be answering all those questions in the Antioch Bible doctrine class that we used to call new members class. But if you can make it through this class and understand that you can go to seminary and take just about any test on church and pass it. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon, who was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod to teach us and Saul. Leadership. Male leadership, male pastors and deacons. And they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Spirit said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work which I have called them. Called out ones. First order, if you notice, in the church at Antioch. Sent out ambassadors. First order of business as they was doing things in the church and growing that we talked about. And when they had fasted and prayed, it was a praying church. We talked about that last week. And if we're going to be successful as a church, we need to be a praying church. And if we're going to be a praying church, we need men to lead. Amen. Mm-hmm. We need men to lead. Yes, sir. In your homes, in your church, in your ministries, at work. And we're looking forward. I'll be there next Friday, July 1st, for Gideon's Posse as we men get together and learn to walk with God as men should. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. They scattered. They didn't stay together inside the four walls, but they had the gathering ministries and they had the scattering ministries. And when we first started Antioch and we started talking about these ministries, especially everyone agrees with the gathering ministries most of the time. But when you start talking about scattering ministries, we heard comments as though we shouldn't get involved with those. Or if we do that, we're going to break the church. And if we do that, then we're going to be misunderstood. And guess what? It all happened except being broke. And God has shown us in just one ministry today what he has done through your giving. So I want to show you something that will help you understand a little bit better. Picture sometimes is worth 1,000 words. Amen?
Yes, sir. Amen.
You want to put that first slide up? I want you to understand, look at this. This is the Acts 13 church. The one in Syria. The one that we've been talking about, Acts 13 through 28. That's the top, Acts 13, Antioch Bible Church. A cross-cultural church, one that was for everybody. Where everyone says, well, that isn't going to work. Blacks and whites and browns and yellows and turquoise and that's not going to work. People enjoy being around their own kind. I said, no, people like being around kind people. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
I said, people will be around where they feel loved and accepted. I said, you know, I can't find anywhere in all the world who is more different than a man and a woman. Can I have an amen? Can't find anyone more different than a man or woman. And somehow we have overcome that.
Yes, sir.
We have overcome that difference. And we know why we know that. We're all here. And I kind of figured if we can overcome the difference between men and women, we should be able to come and know the difference between blacks and whites, and black, whites, and Hispanics. Puerto Ricans, Hawaiians, and any other group of people that's out there. Chinese, Japanese. It doesn't matter. We are a church for all people. That was the Acts 13 church in Syria through chapter 28. That is what we call the white paper on the top. That is the doctrinal issues that we wrote and studied and dealt with for years, established that this is a biblical model. This is the New Testament model. And if it is the New Testament model, it works. But we kept running into people saying it's not going to work. And that's why after God led us to start Antioch, we was going to have the example. So Antioch Bible Church under the Acts 13 to 28 model is the prototype. So people cannot say it does not work. That's who we are. We as a church is the example. There are other examples out there. Not many. I'm telling you right now, it's not many. As long as I've been doing this ministry, you may find 10 to 12 that's really doing it the way I believe God has called us to do it. Many have cross-cultural ministries. Many have different personalities, and many have all kinds of different truths and teaching. We're not the only one teaching the truth. I'm not saying it. Did I say that?
No.
If that gets out, I know it came from you. But to be intentional about what God says the New Testament church is where we are, where we have lived, where we have pushed, where we have walked, and where we have not compromised or changed because we believe it's the biblical view. See, if you're married to the times, you soon will be a widower. Because time is going to change, not the word of God. People are going to change, not the word of God. When we look at the scattering ministries and the gathering ministries, that is the aspect of what we see in the first church. And Paul was a tent maker. He used his abilities and skills as he ministered, not just depending on others. So there's other things that we need to do as a people outside of just at church. But we need to take and learn and use our skills for the benefit of the body. We learned that from the Jewish community, God's chosen people. Everything the Jewish people did was to benefit the temple. Every business, everything was done to benefit God's work. And we as a church, I'm talking about the universal church and the autonomy of the local bodies all over the world. We've lost that ability to keep involved with God outside of coming to church on Sunday. We have a business, or we have a talent or a gifting, and we kind of forget that that's supposed to be used for God and his benefit. And that's why we have done what we have done throughout every aspect of the church. Next slide, please. Gathering ministries. Can I have an amen, somebody?
Amen.
Turn with me, please, to 1 Corinthians. I want to leave that slide up, bro. 1 Corinthians, chapter 12. Everyone's there? Chapter 12, verse 18. But now has God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. Who is pleased with how the body is membered? Can't hear you. God, do you know that if you are here, it's because God has directed you here? And you thought you were just going around to check out and find a church that you like or don't like. You are here for a purpose. And if you are here for a purpose, what is your purpose? To be a part of the gathering ministries. That's why our first letter in the Antioch acrostic is all members ministering. Why? Look at this. I tell you why. Verse 19. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. Those members of the body which we think are less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. In other words, he says, if you're one of the people here that's talking about, well, I'm not that important, I don't have that many skills, I can't do, guess what? You are lying. You're lying to the part about you. The reason why you're saying that is because you think you can get out of ministering. That no one's going to miss you if you're not there. If you don't come to the church. Oh, it's not going to be any big deal. If it's not going to be any big deal, how are we going to do the full ministering? How are all the members going to be used the way God wants you to be used to reflect the entire body of Christ? If you're not serving, if you're not ministering, Christ's body looks deformed. You are important. Every member. Well, I'm not an eye. Okay. Be a finger and stick your finger in the eye of those that are irritating. Can I have, oh, I'm an eye. Did I say that? I shouldn't have said that. I'm a foot. I'm a knee. I'm an elbow. I'm an ear. A pancreas. There's some sick-minded people in this church. What are the ministries? Ministration, Christian education, youth ministry, AYM, Antioch Youth Ministry is what AYM stands for. Congregational care, worship arts, missions, home fellowships, leadership, and so on and so on and so on and so on. Add more and more as the body serves, as we come together, gathering, ministering inside the four walls. That's what we do. That's a gathering ministry. Majority of the churches stops at the gathering ministries. But that's not the New Testament model. Are you beginning to see how important you are to the aspect of the success of the church? Your skills cannot be replaced by anyone else. God gave them specifically to you for the betterment and the fulfillment and the completing of the body. How do we know that? Glad you asked. Verse 25. That there should be no schisms in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Man, is that not a truth there? You know how many people that actually start serving? They start serving because they want to please God and want to serve God and want to be obedient to God. But if they don't get the right encouragement, if they don't get the right acknowledgments, they feel left out, hurt, and will quit often. I thought we were supposed to be serving God. Now, man, it's nice to be acknowledged. Amen. I'm not saying it's not. And we try our best to make sure that we encourage those that are serving and encourage those that are not serving to serve. But sometimes you're just going to be overlooked. But it isn't by God. Amen. He'll never not see what you're doing. And he'll never not see what you are not doing.
Come on. Amen.
Do you understand? Where are you in the process of gathering, in the process of ministering, in the process of being what God has called? We should never, ever have a need for servers. We should never have a need for workers. You should never just be satisfied with coming for one service. One service is to be fed. The other service is to serve. I've always wanted a list of 200 people at least waiting to serve because all the positions are filled. That doesn't happen in the scattering ministry if not everyone understands what the church has been called to do and how important all of us are. Did God give you that ability for you to hoard it? Did God give you freedom on Sundays so you can just do what you want to do? No, that's not Antioch. That's not the New Testament church. And you know, I'm amazed. You know why I know that we got more people participating in giving than serving? We get a lot more checks and a lot more money compared to the amount of people that are serving. So giving is the easiest thing in the world. It don't take no time. Just reach in your wallet, throw it in there, and I feel good about it. Woo, Antioch. Who are we? Are we that gathering church, the training church, witnessing church, I'm telling you. And missions has a double focus. Missions is gathering, and missions is scattering. Can I hear you? Every one of us have a part in that. Well, if we got the gathering ministries, I guess we should have the
scattering
ministries. Yes. Look at that. There's a lot of things involved in that that you don't see. MRI, Medical Relief International. We got to do some real serious videos and reports on what's going on all over the world. All over the world. Acts, Antioch Counseling and Treatment Services. We want to really kick this back up between the fall and the later March, full time. We were the only church on the future in the United States that was licensed by the state to do this ministry before we lost our CDP, Certified Drug Professional. You can't have this ministry without one. God has supplied us with one now. Thank you. Robert Riggs.
Yes.
And the ministry that he's doing just by the part time that he has, by coming in, is unbelievable.
Yes. Amen.
We had courts, church. Courts. We had judges. When we had this ministry going full time, full speed, and was clicking on all 12 cylinders. We had judges sending people from the court to Antioch. Families being sent because they knew that it was had to be more than just the person that needed the help. The families needed the help. And they would make them not only come to counseling, but they had to come on Sunday morning and get a bulletin for that Sunday and have me sign it. To prove that they and their families was here. Separation of church and state? Don't think so. Can I have an amen from somebody? We want to get that going again. We want to get that clicking because that's part of the scattering ministry. ABD, Antioch Business and Development, unbelievable. Under Antioch Business and Development, many programs are going. Working also with ABD under that is KHM, my foundation. And the many things that we're doing will blow your mind. See the script program, the Holy Beef program. You see businesses that we're helping to start up. Businesses we want to help start up. You got some ideas, you need to be in talking with us. Businesses that can give back to the Lord because they understand that their business is a gift from God and that it is built upon the principles of treating people fairly and rightly, and there's accountability if you're going to be doing it through the church. Can I have an amen? That's the scattering ministry. That's part of what God has called us to be. That's what you are. You make a success for us. Antioch Adoptions. Woo! If I'm not mistaken, I don't know if Chris is here this service, but since last July, how many kids anyone know that we replaced or adopted out? I think it's 20-something. Is it more than that, Mark? More than that since last year? Since we started, we've got over 300 kids that we placed, gotten adopted. And adopted parents have not paid us 1 cent. It's a no-fee adoption program. Because I believe, amen? Because I believe that God says, it's just wrong for money to change hands to give kids loving homes. Guys, I'm serious when I say this. As a church, they thought we was absolutely nuts. They took our first director downtown Seattle one time, had her down there for hours trying to talk her out of us doing what we wanted to do. You don't know what's going on. You don't know how the system works. Oh, we know how the system works. You just don't want us to find out more how the system works. Because if it's left up to us, we want to break this system and get rid of it. Guys, there's not that many kids in our foster care system in this state. And you as a church has to get involved. You got to look at and pray about your home. There are kids in these homes. And we are not going to let other churches do all the adopting. That's the scattering ministry. I was so angry when we was dealing with the state legislature to get all the laws. We basically got all the laws passed concerning adoptions in the state of Washington. Said it never happened. Most discriminated couple in adoption is a white couple trying to adopt a white child. You know you're charged. If you're a white couple trying to adopt a white child, you're going to be charged for anywhere to 10 times more sometimes than anyone else that want to adopt a child. National average for a white couple trying to adopt a white child, $35,000. Just heard about 2 weeks ago, a couple adopted two kids, $100,000 apiece. You know what's so amazing? Come to Antioch. If you want to give the money away, donate it to us to put more kids in the homes with no fee. One of the senators was down when we was going through, guys. But this is the call of the church. This is what we're supposed to do. This is what God wants us to do. It was voting and talking against it. We don't have the money. We can't do this. We can't do this. I raised my hand in the meeting. I says, hey, I already have a job. I don't need any money from you. Give me the responsibility of taking care of the foster care system in the state of Washington. And I guarantee you it'll be cleaned up in 1 year. Took the gavel. Shut the meeting down. Closed. Come to find out that the same senator was getting a kickback for every child that was adopted out of the foster care system. Oh, it was legal. He's not in jail. It was legal. He was helping. But we got it on the floor. We got it all passed. And the day it passed, we had three different adoption, not ministries, adoption businesses. Two of them Christian closed their doors because they had to justify what they was charging. That's the scattering ministry of the church. Can you be a part of it? No. Do you think you cannot be a part of it? You guys want to close? Gonna close for us? Antioch, who are we? Biblically, we are an Acts 13 through 28 church. A New Testament model. What does that model look like? It looks like a church that is for all people. Strong male leadership. Love women. But elders and pastors are women. No. Some of you are not even listening, man. You're already watching the people walk up on that stage. Pastors and elders are men. It's just a biblical call. We are praying church. We are sending church. We are a church that scatters well, and what church that gathers well. But it can't be done without you.